Antonio Caroli, Lomo, really, really good day today. That, I guess a couple of crashes, but didn't seem to matter.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. I mean, it's first race I had good speed. If I had better, like maybe more aggressive on some places to pass the Sal, I could pull away because my speed was good. Actually, I could push more than what I did, but I couldn't really pass Clement on the track. And then I just at one point I just hit the bank and on the corner and with my knee, and I twisted again, and and then I felt a small crash. Then I was back on the third place, tried to find the rhythm again and reset everything and find the good lines. And yeah, in the end I managed to pass Steven and Clement for the win.
And at any point, like, you crashed early in the motos, were you worried? I mean, was it just, okay, get up, get going?
No, because on this kind of race here, like, I know in Lommel, like, it's if you crash on the first lap, you can still win. Like, yeah. If you crash on the start, you can still win. Mm-hmm. So I was really worried so about the crashes.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you're Italian. You know more for your hard packs. But from what I understand, your sand skills since you've been here are gotten much better. And I seen it today. Was there a point in your career where you were no good at sand?
Yeah, for sure. When I come over here in 2005, I was like pretty slow. I was like 10, 15 seconds slower than the Uber.
And oh, yeah.
At that time, he was the king on the sand. He was so fast. Mm-hmm. But then I train a lot. Like I said, I always like to ride in the sand on the track rough like this because you know, my condition, I always prepare really good for the races. Mm-hmm. And I was fit. When you're fit on this kind of track, you can make the difference. And it was just a good weekend. I mean, close to where I live, like 6 months of the year. So it's my second GP, like almost.
Let me ask you this: how much does this track change? I mean, you guys all ride here. How much does it change for the motos at all, or for the races? Does it change?
Yeah, it changed. Like, I mean, in the training, where when you come here for training, it's not so deep sand like it was today because they just rip it up and mix it again. And was really sandy some places, like more than normal. Was also for sure more bumps because they flat all the time because there's amateur rider. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of different.
When are you coming to America?
I don't know. I want to come, you know, for the national because I think Supercross is it's not easy for me. You know, you have to get used to it, to ride, maybe to go there and maybe just train for 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. Then you get on the mentality to can ride Supercross. But I don't have really that time. I mean, I'm 25 now, so it's a little bit too late. But I would love to come for ride the national. I mean, the tracks are awesome there. I'm ever seeing the national like last races, and it's just cool. I mean, I hope I can find some races where I come over for race.
Yeah, do you follow them all? Do you watch them all?
Yeah, I watch all. I mean, I watch Chad Reed always because it's my favorite rider over there. Mm-hmm. Not just because because he was here riding before, but because this year more than ever. Like, I mean, he built his own team, and that's really. I know, because I'm inside. It's not easy for sure find the sponsor and pay for a ride because it's a new team. But I follow him for sure, and for sure all the rest like Tyler and all the other guys, and Danji for sure is also really big champion, and it's cool.
Yeah. And what about Chad's crash?
Yeah, that one was the the main thing that everybody was watching at the Letland like 2 weeks ago for the GP. Everybody was talking about that. Like, it was an early crash for sure. I mean, he was lucky in one way to land on the bank on the side of the jump, but it was really spectacular crash. I never see something like that. So for sure,
Monster Energy Cup, October 15th. What do you think?
Yeah, everybody's talking about this race for sure, and I didn't really know about the rules. What you have to be for win this money? If you had to win every single night, first place or the overall?
Yeah, if you win all three mains, you get $1 million. But if you just win the overall, you get $100,000, which is only about 50,000 euros.
Yeah, so it's not. I mean, it's not easy to win three nights, you know, and. Also, that's why I think Monster did it. It's not they don't want to spend the money, but it seems really hard to win three nights the main event.
How many points lead do you have now?
52, I think.
Okay, so 52, so you're good. So come to America right away. We got what, Unadilla?
Yeah.
We got Steel City, Paula, all, you know. Don't worry about it, 52 points, you got it.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, it's still hard to come because KDM, it's, if I say that, for sure they want to get pissed. I mean, they say, no, you're leading, you have to stay quiet. They don't want to let me race like also any other races, you know. They don't like it if I race like Belgium Championship or some races where you can earn money, for sure. Good money, but I'm not doing any races this year because, yeah.
Because of that.
We want to be, like, clear.
Right. Yeah, these dumb world championships. We just want to see you in America. So, hey, great ride today. Very impressive. And we'll see you probably at Motocross the Nations.
Yeah, thanks. I hope you come. And it's always nice to see you over here. And I always follow you on Twitter for sure for the updates of the Nationals also. So it's cool. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.